Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me right now to talk about the Oklahoma City side of things in this, he covers the Thunder for the Oklahoman. He is their beat writer, Eric Horn, joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Eric, appreciate you making some time to chat about all the stuff going on there. I want to start with Paul George, even though it's a Westbrook and Chris Paul trade. It was the trade of Paul George that started to seemingly put into motion all the things that happened over the next several days. Did anybody see Paul George's demands coming in this whole thing?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, it was actually a blessing in disguise for the Thunder that it did happen this way. Similar to the way that Indiana was kind of blindsided by, you know, a George trade request, the Thunder was as well. But it worked in the Thunder's favor from the standpoint that, you know, they were prepared to kind of run this thing back and make some marginal changes that they could, you know, within their salary cap constraints. I mean, they were way over the salary cap going into the season. And we're going to be a really expensive team. I think their top five players would have been making about $123 million or something combined. And that would have been rough. So for your best player to come out and say he wants a trade, and to be able to basically get as much as you possibly could for that guy when you didn't expect to, it's disappointing from the standpoint that they're not going to have a Paul George next year, but I mean, many people have said this. There hasn't been a bigger return on a player in NBA history.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're right, Eric. At least they didn't get caught in a part of the calendar or a juncture of the season where they would be getting, where they'd be getting back 40 cents on the dollar, like a lot of these trades end up going for some of these teams. No doubt about that. I'm curious, at the point that the Paul George trade went down and it was announced, did you think that keeping Russ there, Russell Westbrook, was a salvageable situation, or was the writing on the wall almost immediately for everybody that, okay, well, this is going to be a teardown?
Well, logically, it seemed like Russell was the next domino to fall. Mm-hmm. It was a matter of when. But I looked at it from this angle, too, is, you know, it's one thing to lose Kevin Durant in free agency. It's another thing to trade a guy who stayed after Durant that had become the centerpiece of the city, essentially, the people's champ, the guy that people, you know, got behind and rallied behind after Durant left. So to me, I looked at it as it was gonna be difficult for the franchise to part with Russell because of his cultural impact, as well as just the financials of his contract. But it made sense to do so once Paul George put in that trade request. Sam Presti did a thing that, you know, is difficult for small markets to do sometimes. Kind of cut out the emotional side of things or put it to the wayside to be able to make the best decision for a franchise.
Eric Horn, the Oklahoman, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Sam Presti. Eric, what is his approval rating right now in Oklahoma City?
Well, you know, I think that would vary depending on who you're talking about. I've talked to people who, you know, have been disappointed with Presti since the Harden trade. Basically, that this team, you know, wasted an opportunity to win a title during, you know, three Hall of Famers' primes, starting with the Harden trade in 2012. But then there's other people who look at it as, you know, kind of from a rational perspective of, it's really hard to do what the Thunder did within a 10-year time span. Not many teams in the league sustain success like this team has. I was just going through all the teams in the league that have won 45 games or more in the last 10 years, and the Thunder and the Spurs are the only two teams who have done that in the league over the last 10 years. That's something that that team takes pride in. That's something that, you know, a lot of people around here take pride in, too, that they were able to watch an exciting, competitive product for a decade. And I don't think it's going to fall off as much as people nationally anticipate. This organization takes pride in putting out good teams. So I think there's an in-between when it comes to Presti right now. I think people can acknowledge what he's been able to get back for these guys and how important that is to a rebuild. But people can also acknowledge that there were some opportunities wasted, whether it was Presti not putting enough, you know, pieces around those guys, or those guys themselves just not getting it done when they're in situations to, you know, advance to the NBA Finals or win in the NBA Finals.
Eric Horn of the Oklahoman joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Can you compare, I guess maybe contrast would be a better word to use, the view of Kevin Durant versus the view of Russell West? Two guys who are no longer with the Thunder. You just touched on how each of them left. I mean, how far apart are those two in the eyes of Thunder fans in terms of their legacies with the team?
Yeah, it's pretty night and day now. You know, Russell's been propped up as an icon, almost like a, you know, like the family member of people here, a guy who will never be forgotten. Not that Kevin Durant will be forgotten, but I think there's an emotional connection with Russell Westbrook now that goes beyond just the pure talent and gameplay that Kevin Durant brought. Kevin Durant was the better talent. He is the better talent. Kevin Durant's a guy who might go down as one of the top 10 players of all time when he's finished. But people here are never going to forget what Russell Westbrook did for them when Kevin Durant was here and when Kevin Durant left. So there's an obvious hierarchy there in terms of who, you know, where these people rank the two. And then Russell Westbrook's far and ahead, you know, the guy for them when it comes to, you know, how he's viewed as a Thunder icon.
Yeah, and totally understandable. Now, a guy who has ties to Oklahoma City, who's now part of the Thunder, obviously not ties to the Thunder, but from his time with New Orleans, is Chris Paul. What do you think happens with Chris Paul?
I think he gets moved. You know, it's one of those situations where Chris Paul doesn't have a great contract. Russell Westbrook doesn't either. And that's part of the difficulty in moving a guy like Chris Paul, who has, I think, $120 million left on his deal over the next 3 years. But Sam Presti seems to turn water into wine more times than not. And they have enough draft picks now that they've accumulated over the past couple of weeks, or a past week, actually. It seems like a couple, but it's only been a week. To where if they had to entice someone to take Chris Paul's contract, they could include a draft pick or maybe two first-rounders, and it still wouldn't feel like they're losing in that deal. And they can even take a little bit of salary back and be okay with that if they're getting some guys that they think could help them in a rebuild. But the most important thing with the Chris Paul trade to me, less so than the financials or Paul being unhappy, is they got to pave a way for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to be as successful as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, people talk about this thing being a rebuild, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a part of the reason that the Thunder can be good now, too. Maybe not a Western Conference championship contender, but a team that's competitive and feisty the way that Dallas was last season, or the way that, you know, even like a Sacramento was last season. Because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was a 20-year-old starter as a rookie for a playoff team that took Golden State to six games. And that's not to say that he's going to come in here and be that same guy for the Thunder, because I don't think that the rosters are the same or the personnel is the same as that Clippers team. But he's good enough to where you don't want something standing in the way of him being able to take the reins of this offense. He's that good. He's that talented. And, you know, if the Thunder's really serious about moving forward, they need to give him every opportunity to be successful. And Chris Paul being here doesn't give him that opportunity, I don't think.
Yeah. Eric Horn, the Oklahoman, covers the Oklahoma City Thunder. Eric, how do you think the fan base is going to react this season? It is a fan base that, when you think about it, they've never really experienced a season without some semblance of hope heading into the season, whether it was early on in the existence or right after the move from Seattle, where they weren't a great team, but at least you had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. You knew which way the wind was blowing on that franchise. And then over the last several years, they've had star players on that team that at least give them some semblance of hope. How do you think the fans are going to react to the product that's on the floor this year for the Thunder?
You know, it's going to be interesting, but I think it's kind of like the five stages of grief. And but, you know, by the time the season rolls around, there may be acceptance. And I think that there's going to be enough excitement about kind of the new era and the new start to where people get behind this team. People were behind this team their first year when they were really bad because they were just so excited to have basketball in Oklahoma City and be a professional franchise. There's never really been a point in this franchise's history where people have been, you know, down on the product to the point to where they're not showing up in games. Now, if this thing were to go on for 3, 4, 5 years, maybe that's one thing. But I think this season you might not see, you know, a great effect when it comes to people not going to the games. I think people are going to get excited about this group, whatever it ends up being, because that's kind of how people here are. They rally, you know. It's when Kevin Durant left, people were shook, but they rallied behind Russell Westbrook, you know. Even when, you know, Russell Westbrook and that team, you know, got 47 wins the first year and lost in the first round, so they rallied back behind the guys that came in the next year, Paul George and Carmelo Anthony. So while there's not going to be those star names to get excited about necessarily, I do think, you know, the concept of being able to start over after kind of flatlining after 3 years is getting people excited. And I've already got people emailing me and messaging me about, you know, which young guys are going to get playing time, which guys. And I'm like, look, we don't know what this team is even going to look like yet. I can't make predictions about that kind of stuff, but it just shows you how passionate people are about the product. And I think that that's going to translate once it comes time for the games to start again.
Last one before I let you go, Eric. What will the legacy of this era, this previous era, and when I say this era, I'm talking about going back to the inception of the Oklahoma City version of this franchise, the last 10 years or so. What will the legacy of that era be? Will it be what you touched on earlier, the number of 45-plus win seasons in a row, some sustained level of decent success, or will it be squandering three of what have become the top 10 players in the league in the last decade?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think more than anything, it's success that hasn't been seen by many teams in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. but you also have to acknowledge the fact that this team was wildly talented and only got to the finals once. But look, you've got multiple Western Conference finals appearances. You've got multiple 50-win seasons. Like I said, the baseline for this team was 45 wins over a 10-year span. You know, a rational fan would look at it as it's been wildly successful, but you can also be rational and say that this team left something on the table. You know, whether it was management, whether it was players or coaches, it didn't get to where you thought it could be or where it should have been, frankly. Whether that's a Harden trade, but even after the Harden trade, the team won 60 games and just had some bad luck too. Injuries fit this team. Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, Serge Ibaka. So you had a lot of stuff happen in a 10-year time span that you could go both ways, but I think it's a little bit of both, and I think it's unfair to say it's an alarming success one way or a massive failure the other.
Yeah, it's one of the more compelling teams of the last 10 years, no doubt about that. Eric Horn, the Oklahoman, covers the Oklahoma City Thunder beat for the Oklahoman. Eric, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening, my man. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.